Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, January 12. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus knows the needs of his children, and he loves to listen to their prayers. Let the children shut out the world and everything that would attract the thoughts from God, and let them feel that they are alone with God, that his eye looks into the inmost heart, and reads the desire of the soul, and that they may talk with God. In humble faith you may claim his promises, and feel that although you have nothing in yourself whereby you may claim the favor of God, because of the merits and righteousness of Christ, you may come boldly to the throne of grace, and find help in time of need. There is nothing that can make the soul so strong to resist the temptations of Satan in the great conflict of life, as to seek God in humility, laying before him your soul and all its helplessness, expecting that he will be your helper and your defender. With the trusting faith of a little child, we are to come to our Heavenly Father, telling him of all our needs. He is always ready to pardon and help. The supply of divine wisdom is inexhaustible, and the Lord encourages us to draw largely from it. The longing that we should have for spiritual blessings is described in the words, "As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." We need a deeper soul hunger for the rich gifts that heaven has to bestow. We are to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, that we might have a consuming desire to know God by an experimental knowledge, to come into the audience chamber of the Most High, reaching up the hand of faith, and casting our helpless souls upon the One mighty to save. His loving kindness is better than life. He desires to bestow on the children of men the riches of an eternal inheritance. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.